Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to worship you. Honor us as the children of God. So we give the glory to you for this worship. Everything we do for your glory, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I'm going to share with you the message from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25, the last virtue. If you can, you can show the PowerPoint from the Google Drive. Because we get real close to Thanksgiving, so that's the reason why we need to go through about the virtue. If you study in the if you study philosophy, one of philosopher, his name is Plato. He very much mentioned about four virtues: temperance, justice, courage, and wisdom. However, from my perspective, or from another philosopher like McCullough Edmonds, he's thinking about this one missing virtue from Plato, and that virtue called gratitude. Because gratitude considered as a parent of all virtue. So if we're missing the gratitude, the virtue of gratitude, probably we miss just about everything. Some of you, old as I am, or maybe right, if you remember way back, there's a show that called the Andy Griffith Show. And one of the old shows, when Andy and Opie's discussing about his allowance, the amount of money which the work required. So Andy tried to explain to Opie's, when if he increased the work, he will increase the pay. So Opie find the whole concept very, very depression. Just like Opie's, gratitude eludes us. But before we go through the Bible, I'm only focused on Romans chapter 1, verse 20-21. We need to understand what exactly the virtue of gratitude. Per definition, gratitude is appreciation of the benefits of received. So gratitude is not happiness, a fleeting feeling from particular circumstances. Gratitude is not conditional. I get, therefore I am thankful. If I do not get, therefore I am not thankful. So gratitude is not guilt. And, you know, go through life, you see a lot of, or you read, or you see a lot of story. Especially lately, you know, when it gets closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas, you see a lot of advertisement. The advertisement about the starving children somewhere else in the world, which create guilt. But this guilt is not necessarily gratitude. Gratitude is not the mind games, a psychological tricks to vanquish difficult situations. It's not that. Gratitude is a mentally that recognizes a benefit, its value, and its sources. So when we understand the definition of gratitude, appreciation of benefits received, and you would recognize a lot of things in life you receive with benefit, and you need to show some gratitude. And when you study the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18 to 25, it explains some foundational concept of our understanding of God and the human situation. The gratitude is right in the midst of it. But if you study the book of Romans, chapter 1, you see people, sinful people, miss the whole thing. And then when we study in the book of Romans, you see the perfect picture of the loving God displayed in his angry. Because the people, God, godlessness, the absence of God, the wickedness, a result of the rejection of God, moral values actually make life good. And when you study the book of Romans chapter 1, you see God's moral value actually make life good. But however, the people, in fact, pushing down God's truth. And while creation clearly communicates the reality of God's power and divine nature. And sometime during the Thanksgiving or close to Thanksgiving, sometime you need to take a break from all your daily busy life. Maybe walk around the neighborhood and sometime, just look at the sky. You see the whole creation, the beautiful thing happen around us. But sometimes we miss all of that. God's power reality is a moral excellence. Divine nature are planned. Yet, but when you read Romans chapter 1, verse 21, on those they knew God, but they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. That's the whole nature of the people. So because of that, man or earth, sometimes if we're not careful, we trivialize God and we idolize his creation. We give the glory, we fail to give the glory and fail to give thanks. We get close to Thanksgiving. We need to refresh our mind about thankful God. Appreciation of God, from God, whatever the blessing we receive. And when you study about gratitude, and then you need to understand the term of glory. And if you study the old languages, the glory very much create the idea of dazzling beauty, the display of glory. In Hebrew languages, glory means heavy, imply weighty, something is significant. That's the meaning of glory. For example, okay, we live in the great nation, United States of America, a great nation. We have some opinion about our U.S., our country, foreign policy, but we think that light, without much weight. However, the president's opinions is weighty, having significant impacts on our country's action. So depend our put the weight on whatever happened. We put the values on things. So if we're giving God the glory, mean we're weighting God in life. God values. We put God as the most important factors in our priority, the values, and our attitudes. So when we're failing to give the glory to God, it means we give away on something else or someone else or somebody else make the decision, shaping priority by somebody else instead of priority from God. So if we put in the wrong place in terms of gratitude, and then we damage us, believe it or not. So we can get close to Thanksgiving if we fail to give thanks and we view in God's gift in our circumstances and our relationship as entitlement. We expect them. So without them, we may frustrate, we dissatisfy. Our life will be diminished. So thankfulness is not for God's fulfillment. Reality, thankfulness is for us. Gratitude infinitely improves our life. What happened? Now we go back to the question, what happened when we lost? If we don't have gratitude, thankfulness, what exactly we will lose? Number one, without gratitude, we lose our sense of wonder. We lose our sense of wonder. Life will become mundane. Our first word, problem, probably because our smartphone become too slow. We frustrate. Or something delay our plans. We frustrate. If something like that happened to us, it means it reveals our own sense of entitlement. So instead of we thinking about discovery of something wonder for heart defect or brain tumor, create a machine or create something wonder, we're thinking about something very, very small in our life. Maybe because the food is no good, or we have a bad day at work, and we lost in the sense of wonder around us, the thankfulness, the appreciation. Without gratitude, we lose the sense of our value, because gratitude elevates worth. For example, during the very, very simple haircut, appreciating rather than ignore the effort of a stylist to learn her trade and employ is with difficult customer elevate her values. So instead of we appreciation, we try to focus on something else. It lose our sense of our values. We put the value in different priorities. And if you're a student, do you realize when you irritate, if you are a children, you have a parent, if you irritate with your parent, believe it or not, you lack of appreciation or thankfulness to your parent, believe it or not, you devalue your parent role in your life. When you irritate or when you not appreciate your parent as a children, you devalue your parent. The same thing, spouse, if you get married. If you do the same thing, you devalue your spouse. Because the missing of gratitude, the thankfulness, because the definition of gratitude, without gratitude, you lose the sense of that value. When you not appreciate your teacher, the one who tried to teach you, it means you devalue your teacher. So when we come back, we think about it. If you're not thankful to God, what exactly does it mean? It means you devalue God. And you put the value on something else, maybe it's not worth it. Without gratitude, we lose a sense of rest. Ungratefulness to God's daily provision drives us away from God. We always lost the sense of rest. We never rest. We idolize what we don't have. We are creating dissatisfaction, and we strive to acquire something we never satisfy. So one of the guru of the philosopher, his name is Miri, Melody Miri, guru of codependency, he wrote, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. To turn denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend, turn the problems into gifts, failures into successes, the unexpected into perfect timing, and mistakes into important events or opportunity. It can turn an existence into real life, a disconnected situation into importance and beneficial lessons." That's what he's talking about. Because without gratitude, we lose our sense of rest. So as husband and wife, regular meals, it can become a feast, because of on your how thankful you are. Children, if you lost a sense of thankfulness to your parent, it means you devalue your parent. Same thing, anything happen in life. Without gratitude, we lose the sensitivity of the heart. Ingratitude is the heart hardening habit. As a parent, we should tell the children, You are becoming today who you will be tomorrow. As a parent, if you have the children, whatever you teach your children today, he or she will become the person of tomorrow. Teach the lesson of gratitude, appreciation, thankfulness. Our daily habits shape our character over the long haul. If we tell a truth, the truth today, again tomorrow, we become people of integrity. It requires practice. Likewise, if we express thanks today and tomorrow and again the following day, we not only experience the benefit of wonder, value, and rest, but also change in our character. If we complain today, blame tomorrow, and grouse the following day, we become what? If today you complain, you blame tomorrow, you grouse, the next day we become what kind of person? A grumpy person. Very, very simple. Because whatever we do today, it builds up the habit of tomorrow and the next day. So, something to remember. So, our conclusion, what try are the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 25, try to tell us. You have to make the decision. Especially Thanksgiving coming up. Are you a grumpy person of the future, or even now, or the grateful person? That's the choice. Gratitude begins when we truly understand the grace of life. We deserve death for our sin. But however, because of grace of God, we save through Jesus Christ by believing in him. Accept him as our Lord, as our Savior, and we have salvation, for eternal life. However, justification to be in heaven is very good. But God also provides the whole life. It can be 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, or 100 years, we don't know. But we go through the process the Bible talking about is sanctification process to change us. But the first step of changing us is a gratitude, thankfulness, that allow the Lord changes every day in our life. Through prayer, through reading the Bible, through meditation, and let the morality of God, the virtue of God, we learn from the Bible, become part of us in our daily life. Then I'll stand up so I can pray. So we can pray together. Our Heavenly Father, your word is wonderful. Because today, we learn about the last virtue, gratitude. And when we study the history of the world, when we lost this virtue of gratitude, people are human in chaos. The nation in chaos and the world in chaos. So I pray, or we pray that through you, through the Holy Spirit, because we are God's children, when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, we have everlasting life. We have the Holy Spirit in our heart. So we can read and we can understand the Bible, the scripture, the moral, the virtue book. So to prepare us for the future. So we'll be the changing agent for the world we live in. Start from us. To be change our family, our community, and eventually impact the world we live in. We love you. And we give all the people of this church to you for guidance, protection, and blessing. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.